Alright guys, this is Snooty Waiter.
And Fried Fry.
And we're back again for episode 2. A record-breaking 12 hours, about 12 hours, possibly less.
And since we're already hosted?
Yeah, we're already hosted.
That's awesome.
I never thought that would happen.
I thought it would be like a little show that wouldn't take off whatsoever.
Yeah, we even said at the end of the episode, this will probably not ever take off.
Yeah.
And it did. Well, not really. It's hosted, but...
It's hosted in less than 12 hours.
You know what? If you're listening to this, we have at least one fan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, fan. Thank you. Yep. We should have a little counter on our little... Where it says, please.
I was gonna PM him and say, is there any way we can find out how many hits we're getting on our on our episodes? Because that would be cool if we knew, you know.
There is at least a listener.
There is a listener. I showed it to Eurotrance and he liked it.
He liked it? That's...
He liked it, yep. So, we have a bit of a schedule today. Excuse me. Rather than being random, like the title says, we kind of have got a bit of a schedule, and it's not like we have lines written out or anything. But we got a few topics we're going to talk about.
We finally have our comment email.
Yeah, we said it was probably going to be random radio at Hotmail.
It ended up to be random underscore radio at hotmail.com.
Yeah, random radio was taken.
By somebody for some reason.
By some dick. So email your comments, please. Like, we really want your comments.
What we can improve, what you want to hear.
Yeah, like, if you guys want us to say something, even if it makes no sense, even if it's like... Such and such owns random radio. Like, we'll say it.
Listening.
We'll say it, yeah. So send those emails to random_radio@hotmail. Right away.
Yes.
Right. What the fuck are you doing? Do it right now. Right now. Okay. We set up a little bit of a gay kind of website. It's based on a blog, but it's not actually a blog. Excuse me. It's just a place to put links and stuff to the episodes. And that is Random Radio 1, all one thing, .blogspot.com. So go check that out. It's nothing new. It's just got links and stuff to
our first episode.
To the episodes, which are hosted on podcast incubators. We want to thank them.
Thank them so much
for hosting us. If I sound like I'm slurring my words together, it's because I stayed up all night.
He hasn't slept since
learning
the first episode.
Yeah, I haven't slept yet. I stayed up all night learning how to... learning a lot about FTP servers and uploading and and all that jazz. So now we can upload our episodes whenever we want, upload videos, pictures, anything up to our FTP site, which is awesome.
Yes.
So we just want to thank Droops, who's the guy who made that happen, from BinRev. You're ownage, man. Truly ownage.
Yes.
Really. I was surprised when I heard that we were actually gonna get hosting. Will, I just called them, an hour ago?
Oh, an hour ago, about when I got up.
Because he can't check, because he has dial-up.
And I just got up.
And you just got up. Yeah. I phoned you at, like, 10 a.m., and your dad said you were sleeping. another thing. We would appreciate this. It's probably not going to happen, but if anybody is good at or has any kind of skills at making, you know,
a legit website,
you know, banners or like buttons or any, pretty much anything having to do with a website, the help
We'd
would be
appreciate the help.
The
so
help
much.
Would be greatly appreciated. You guys would get major shoutouts on the show. I guess I want to first give a shout out to Eurotrance.
Yes,
John, who made that little intro song. We didn't actually make it. He just took a song and cut a piece out of it and made it fade at the end. But anyways, thanks for doing that. Anyways, that was appreciated because I was too lazy and uninformed to do that. So now let's get on to some of our topics. Firefox, man.
They finally reached 75 million downloads.
Like, that's...
4 of them were from me.
Why'd you download it 4 times?
4 different computers.
Oh, nice. yeah, so... That's cool. I think me and Will are both big supporters of Firefox.
We should have a Get Firefox Now button on our website.
We should. I had one on my SIG on Landfest forums.
Yeah.
But I took it out. It's a good web browser. You know, I've sampled around for people who say, you know,
because
a lot of people just switch right from IE6 right to Firefox. They don't try anything else. I tried, like 3 different versions of Netscape, including the most recent one. I tried Opera. I tried, what else is there? Regular Mozilla, which is okay. Yeah. I tried, what's that one that comes with Linux?
I'm not sure which one comes with Linux.
Oh, that's gonna piss me off later.
No, but it's the fastest one that we can find that's actually officially out.
Yeah.
IE7 is supposed to be coming
out. We got IE7. I stumbled across IE7.
From a friend.
Haven't installed it. I just don't feel safe installing it, you know?
If,
Because you're giving Microsoft too much access into your computer. And... I don't want that. I have some questionable material on my hard drive.
And I just hard drives because I don't want to download it.
Yeah. Plus, you have to have a legit copy of Windows, eh, Will?
Yeah, it's my legit copy of Windows.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's cool. Firefox, if you guys are fans of Firefox, you might be happy to hear that. 75 million downloads. That's pretty cool. Windows Vista. Next topic.
Long-awaited Windows Longhorn, which...
Longhorn,
Codename Longhorn.
Codename Longhorn, last week officially announced to be
Windows.
Vista.
Yeah.
And within, like, a day, Microsoft got sued. Microsoft got sued. well, I don't know if they got sued, but they got... They're under an investigation or whatever, or they're trying to have some agreement because there's some
company
in Redmond, which is also where Microsoft originates from, which is kind of ironic.
Named Windows Vista.
Not Windows Vista, just Vista.
Oh.
Just Vista. So, yeah, so that's gonna get sorted out. I would just love to see Microsoft get their asses sued. You know?
Yes.
Because they're a huge corporation. They deserve to get, you know, a nice kick in the nuts. That would be cool.
The only thing I would love to see is Linux just for gaming, though.
Linux for gaming?
Yeah.
I don't think that won't happen with mainstream games. Not mainstream games. Like, they have a few... they have games nopics, but it's, like, weak games.
it's like an actual...
Yeah, like, you know, the games that come with Windows, like Solitaire and Hearts?
Yeah, or the ones
it's
that come with Nopix.
Nopix, yeah. Super Tux was fun, though.
Yeah.
Did you ever play that?
Yeah, that was like the Super Mario kind of penguin.
That was fun. I liked that one. That was the first thing I played before I went and downloaded Unreal 2004. Unreal 2004 is one of the few, and Doom 3 are one of the few mainstream games that you can play on Linux.
They're pretty awesome FPSs.
They are pretty good. I'm an Unreal fan. Doom 3 is not my forte.
Doom 3 is kind of funny if you want to go blow the crap out of people's heads and stuff.
Yeah.
But not enough multiplayer capability.
Yeah, there's like LAN, but it's not really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
They don't have the variations of maps and...
Well, they just not as much.
Players.
Yeah. With Unreal has something like...
Too many to count.
A crazy amount of maps.
Unless
you can Unreal.
Download more.
And you can download more.
Make
can
your
you?
Own. I'm pretty sure. You can make your own as well.
Really?
Baxter was telling me about it.
Okay.
Some Unreal map.
Baxter's a guy off LandFest, for those who don't know. He was the guy we were talking about who had the antenna.
Yeah, he sticks out his window and hacked onto insecure wireless networks.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. So, yeah, I don't know about that, but that's cool. I like playing Unreal. It's fun. I used to play a lot of Unreal Championship on the Xbox before I sold my Xbox to get my video card, which now is shit.
I have basically the same video card as him, but I have 256 megabyte version. He only has the one.
Isn't yours 5700?
What?
Isn't yours a 5700?
No, it's only
5500. Okay, well.
NVIDIA
55. I have an NVIDIA 5500, 128 megs of RAM.
Mine's
256. His is 256.
Not much difference, but.
It's a shame that they call it the 5500 because they're just overclocked 5200s.
Yeah.
And you know all the little, you know, extreme elite hack cures are going out to, you know, Staples and saying, "Ooh, mommy, buy me this video card. It has a higher number than the other 5200.
I saw one that was just the normal PCI for that, and it was like 120.
Yeah. We're talking to Canadian prices, so if you're American and these prices seem way, like, insane, it's Canadian dollars, so...
It's cheaper for you.
Shakespeare's that. Yeah, like... I don't know how much you guys regularly pay for, like...
A video card.
Like a video game. If you buy a video game, isn't it, like, $40 there?
$260.
It's, like, $40 or $50, and here, it's, like, $70 or $80, maybe, depending on the game.
Depending on the game, it's usually, like, $60 to $80.
Yeah. So, yeah, relax about that. But, anyway, so, they have these video cards, and I don't know why I fucking bought this video card.
It was the best on the market.
It was the best one on the shelf. And I wanted a video card.
That will play some of the newer-to-date games.
It plays basically everything. It plays Battlefield 2, you know, on lowest settings, but
Half-Life 2,
whatever.
Medium.
Half-Life 2, medium settings, no lag, which is pretty good. I'm happy about that. Source, medium settings.
Yeah, no lag.
No lag, which is good, because I cannot stand lag when I'm playing Source.
Yeah.
I've been lagging on Unreal, though. I can't play it online for reasons that I can't divulge regarding CD keys and...
We got a copy of our friend, which we're not allowed disclosing his name.
Yeah, called the internet, Will. Called torrentspy.com, Will.
It's a great website for torrents if you're into downloading those.
If you're into BitTorrent, I don't know if I should be mentioning this. Don't want to get sued. Probably not. yeah, it's a good website. Some people were into Supernova, and that got shut down. Then it got reopened, and people are like, "Ooh, no, the MPAA is all behind
tracking
it." And yeah. Loki Torrance got shut down by the MPAA. I've been cutting back because I don't want to
be sued.
Be sued, like Ryan did.
Okay, our friend. Okay, kind of since friend. He's on Rogers.
Yeah.
Well, tracking people. He's getting sued by Rogers for downloading illegal material, like pirated copies of everything he owns. I swear he has at least five pirated copies of Windows.
Yeah. I remember at LandFest, at the first one we went to, I had to borrow a Windows CD to install some...
Yes, which one?
Part. Yeah, he takes this CD booklet out.
He had Home
and
Edition.
And he flips the pages. He goes, what do you want? Home Edition or Pro in 32 or 64-bit?
His Home Edition Pro 64...
Probably corporate too.
64-bit. He has the corporate edition.
I hate him. I have no Windows copies. I actually paid for mine.
Yes.
Because my dad was all freaky about it, and he insisted that I actually bought a copy. But I got it pretty cheap. I got it down at the Foreigners at for like
the Foreigners.
$120.
I want to get a legit copy of once they officially release it. Hopefully. Windows
64-bit. Why? Well, I don't know. Is it?
It's the beta, though.
Do they have that on shelves?
Yeah,
are they ever going to have that on
shelves? I don't know. If they have it out on shelves, I want it.
Like, I know fuck all about Windows 64-bit. Anyways, when we're referring to the Foreigners, let's talk about the Foreigners, man.
The Foreigners. There's these people down the street from us. This little computer shop down by our school named Durotech. And they're foreign.
They're foreign. They're Polish or...
Polish.
Some, like...
Or, like... Oh, yeah.
Country of... You know...
The East.
Southern Europe. I don't know.
Europe or... Asia
and
or something.
They have certain accents when they're talking about computer components that are funny. What else? Like, what did they say?
Oh, just the...
AMD Athlon 3.0 gigahertz.
No, just the...
3,000?
Megahertz and gigahertz.
Yeah, they thought that... if an Athlon XP 3000, they actually thought that was 3 gigahertz. When it's only... 2.14 or something like that. I've got one.
Socket.
I've got one. What's mine? Let me check. Hold on. Fire up CPU Z here.
I'm running an AMD Athlon 64 and socket 754.
Okay, well, mine's 20. Running at... Okay, mine's overclocked, so...
Mine's
just ignore
completely
that,
normal. And it's at... 1.8 gigahertz.
Yeah. We should overclock it.
Eventually, yes.
Just boost it up to like a 3200. That should be okay on stock cooling.
Yeah, it boosts up to...
I only raised the front side bus by like 5 on mine. It's so weak. Okay, so next topic. Let's do some like quick... movie reviews, like 10 or 15 second movie reviews.
Whoa, Family Guy the movie, which is supposed to be coming out.
Stewie the Untold
Stories.
Three
parts.
This is all second hand information.
Yes.
About the Family Guy movie that was leaked onto the internet several days ago.
I've
apparently
made a screening of it.
Apparently the quality is good.
Yes.
The quality is amazing.
And it's supposed to be about Stewie. He ends up going to the future and doesn't like his... No,
don't give away any spoilers, though.
It's about Stewie, okay?
It's about Stewie, yeah. I think they got that from the title, Stewie the Untold Story.
Yes.
But they're swearing in it. Uncensored swearing.
Uncensored swearing, there's some...
Yeah, you know when Peter's like...
It's pretty vulgar.
Yeah, Peter gets fired because he's working on the news, and he gets fired because he's doing this, you know, what really grinds my gears skit thing. And then he's like, you know what really grinds my gears, America? you. Fuck you, America.
It was hilarious.
I laughed my ass off at that.
We saw that little clip for the preview.
Yeah, that was a preview. Oh, fuck it. We downloaded it.
I didn't download it.
Yeah,
I
you
uploaded.
Just... You uploaded. No, you didn't. You
of somebody else's
You
computer.
Downloaded from my computer over the server at my house.
Yes. Which we found because of our friend. Good friend, Nevin.
Yeah, thanks Nevin for pointing that out, because I wouldn't have known about that. Well, yeah, I would have, but I wouldn't have known as soon. So, have you seen any other good movies? Gone to the theaters lately?
Wedding Crashers was good.
Yeah? Tell us a bit about that.
So these two guys, they go wedding crashing.
Yeah?
And they end up starting to, the one guy starts liking this one girl in this rich family. And the one guy does this girl, and she like...
Front, back, or mouth?
You don't get to see it.
Aww.
And then she becomes obsessed with them. But you just see some boobs.
Nice. Boobs are good. Boobs deserve a double thumbs up.
It's only rated 14A.
Oh, good, nice.
Good view.
Man, back in like the 50s or something, that would be like quadruple X. If they showed like an ankle.
Yeah. Afghanistan, you show a wrist, you're like...
Murdered.
It's like... Super X pornography.
Hey, are we gonna be racist on this show like Gene and Izzy?
Try to cut down the racism.
Let's steer away from that, because, you know.
No, but like, I don't know, yeah.
Okay, I got a good joke, though, regarding AIDS. I told this at Landfest. During the stand-up comedy thing. Okay, what's the first sign that you have AIDS?
I don't know, Alex. What's the first sign?
A homosexual pounding your ass. Okay.
I think we should start wrapping this up.
Well, one second.
Since we're like 22 and a half minutes.
Yeah,
in.
But we still have things to talk about, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we haven't done Website of the Day.
We do Website of the Day.
We can still do some more movies. I was going to do War of the Worlds.
Yes, I haven't seen that.
I saw that. That was good. I didn't download it. I actually went and saw it with my sister, because she works. My sister works at Galaxy, so we get our whole family gets like free movies and stuff all the time, which is awesome. And yeah, do you want to make an appearance?
No.
Okay, my sister doesn't want to make an appearance, but she gives us free movie tickets. So we went and saw War of the Worlds, and that movie's pretty good. You know
Tom
the little,
Cruise.
You know Dakota Fanning?
Yes.
That little chick, the little girl who's like
hot.
9.
Yes.
Heather, she's not hot. She's like 7 years old.
Well, she's your age.
Yeah. No, she's not. She's like 7 years old. Okay. I'm 15. My sister saying that
you're attracted to
that
a
I'm
7 year old?
That I'm attracted to Dakota Fanning. She's like
7, 8, 9
years old.
My brother's age.
Yeah.
A little younger.
Ugh. That's creepy. Okay.
Yes.
Not going to get sidetracked here. War of the Worlds. Pretty good movie. Dakota Fanning, she was annoying in that. But she was kind of funny. She had some funny little sayings or something. She said something funny.
Tom Cruise.
The ending was damn good. I've heard people say the ending was horrible because they don't get it. Like, the ending is just...
We're not going to give away the ending.
We're not going to give away the ending here, but... They basically tell you the ending, but they don't exactly tell you the ending. So they just kind of let you figure it out for yourself. And people who don't figure it out are like, yeah, what the fuck? You know. I figured it out. I'm a smart cookie.
You're a lead hacksaw.
I'm a lead hacksaw? No, I'm not. Seriously, we're both not lead at all.
We're not even hacksaw.
No. Or hackers. Or
no, we're just like,
or like
average people.
We're like gamers.
Yeah.
Mixed like with
geekiness and
geeks,
experience.
Pirates. I don't know.
Some experience on a few things.
So, I would give War of the Worlds an 8 out of 10. 8.5 out of 10, maybe.
I would give Wedding Crashers about 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10? I would definitely recommend it. You should definitely go see it. So, website of the day now.
Our website of the day is going to be...
Website of the day. I don't know. Let's pick from my bookmarks. I got like 300 of them. Oh, you want to do Maddox? Not everyone knows about Maddox. Okay, if you don't know about Maddox, you just suck. So, Maddox.xmission.com.
Maddox is M-A-D-D-O-X.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you should know about that, and if you don't, you suck. Okay, here's a good one. CS Banana. I like this site, because it's got cool skins and maps and stuff, and, GUIs for Counter-Strike, Source, or Half-Life, you know, or Counter-Strike 1.6, or... Half-Life 2 Deathmatch.
There's all the Valve games.
Pretty much. Most of them. And you can get...
Ricochet one, or whatever.
Yeah, well, there's here. Like, if you go to Skins, Counter-Strike Source, 1.6, Condition Zero, Counter-Strike 2D, I don't know what the hell that is.
Never heard of it.
And Half-Life 2 Deathmatch. So I think those are all the games. Oh, yeah. Shoot the gangster and get a free iPod.
You don't even have to hit him.
Bang. Yeah, you do.
Maybe you do.
Whoa,
that's the first one I've ever seen.
And they have skins and stuff for Counter-Strike, so you can, you know, have a cool, different-looking gun. I have one right now. I think I already told you about this, where rather than having a knife, they change the model completely, so it's just a finger sticking out, like your index finger sticking out. You can go up and poke someone to death. And they've got the sound effects changed and everything. So you go up and it's like... Boosh, 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 you know, and they die.
Honestly, I would love to see the lightsaber.
Lightsaber? As a knife?
Yeah.
They probably have that.
That would look so cool.
Yeah. So that's the website of the day. The URL is www.csbanana.com. Go check it out if you guys like Counter-Strike. It's pretty cool. I've been visiting that a lot lately. For skins and stuff like that. Maps. They've got pretty much any map you could ever want.
And an awesome thing about Counter-Strike is surfing. If anybody knows about surfing.
If you guys don't know what surfing is in Counter-Strike, it's really fun.
Google it. Google it,
or even better,
surfing or
even better, go in not knowing what it is. Just
yeah.
Okay.
Open up your Counter-Strike
if you can.
Servers and for surf servers.
Yeah, like the map name will be surf underscore
something or something surf.
Yeah,
And they're really fun.
They're really fun. You'll see when you join one. Once you get the hang of it, it's a lot of fun.
It's a lot easier if you have low gravity, but...
Yeah, it's a lot easier. Do you want to just tell them what it is?
They can
it's kind
it
of hard to explain.
Yeah, they can figure it out.
Yeah. Just Google it.
Google it or something.
Okay, so I think we're going to wrap it up now for episode 2. All
right.
And I think in like 10 minutes, we're going to do episode 3 then.
Maybe.
We might
play some FPS, some lane games, and then go on.
Boom! Headshot!
You
guys, if you don't know what Pure Pwnage is, okay. This is the second website of the day.
Sorry for all our websites, but we need it.
I don't have it bookmarked.
I think it's just purepwnage.com.
Yeah, I have it here. Pwnage?
No, it's...
It's A-G, spelled it wrong.
I think.
Yeah, A-G-E.
Yeah.
Pure Pwnage. It's funny, it's kind of like a podcast, except it's videos.
Yeah.
Of these guys who are obsessed with gaming. There's, like, the MMO girl, who's pretty funny, you know, she's all
they're
obsessed with...
They're, like, four guys, but they're... Basically, each of them, like, a different style of game.
Yeah.
Like, the
what
one
is
guy,
that Chinese guy like?
That's That's the guy who takes, who records them, I think.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, FPS Doug, he's awesome.
Freaking hilarious.
Watch the Pure Pwnage short video clips, FPS Doug CSS. It's funny. It's on Putfile.
Yes.
It's on Putfile?
Yes.
Wow. We should post this on the site.
Yeah, could.
On our blog site.
And that website is
www.random.pwnage.com. What are you talking about?
Pure Pwnage. How do you spell it?
Oh, they know how to spell Pure Pwnage.
Well, they might.
Well, okay.
Pwnage.
Pwnage, yeah. Pwnage.
Ciao.
This is, we're just listening to it, if you can hear it. I don't know, we'll leave a quick mark. It's basically this guy who's really into Counter-Strike.
Boom,
so yeah, like FPS's, what can I say? There's nothing like the rush of hunting people down and killing them. I mean, my heart's beating, my hands are shaking, but I'm still shooting.
Yeah.
I'm still getting the headshots. It's like, boom, headshot.
Okay, right now he's holding a knife.
Yeah, he's holding a knife. And he's like, hey, you want to go for a jog? So like, everyone knows you run faster with a knife. Okay, so...
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. We're getting sidetracked and just dragging this on. We don't want to drag this on too long.
We already got like half an hour, so...
We got a half an hour, you know, 30...
Twice as long as our first show.
No, wasn't our first one like...
14 minutes.
14 minutes, oh yeah. Okay, this is a lot longer then.
Cool, let's wrap this up.
First show. Yeah, let's just wrap this up.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to,
Thanks for... The what?
Random Radio? Website host?
Pod.
Podcast.
Incubator. Thank
you for hosting us, because you know what? We appreciate it. Thank you for Bin... Binrev. They also are...
Helped us get up.
Yeah, you guys helped me out on the forums there when I was acting like a noob.
Noob?
Thank you. I was being a noob. Yeah, we'll see you guys later. Thanks for listening.